We're back. My next guest stars in the hugely successful ABC series Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. Please welcome Melissa Joan Hart. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah, excited to be here?
A little tired, just flew in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was in the Bahamas.
Oh, that's right. What were you doing in the Bahamas? You were doing a TV show there.
Well, Regis and Kathy Lee.
Right.
Yeah, so
those shows with money get to, you know, travel around. And, like, when we finally travel, it'll be like, from Staten Island, Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
I'll be there.
Yeah, oh, great. We'll
come
fly you into
you.
That.
Okay,
it'll be
cool.
Great. How was the Bahamas? Had you been there before?
Actually, I was there once before. I was there on a cruise. My sister was doing a show on a cruise ship, and we went down for a family vacation, five kids, my mom, my dad, and my parents announced on the first day they were getting a divorce. So
you're kidding.
It was kind of a bummer.
That sounds like, yeah, a really like sad Brady Bunch episode, you know? They get a divorce this week. But in Hawaii.
Yeah,
yay, everything's fine. So they're in Hawaii, so they had a good time, even though their marriage fell apart. But you had a good time?
Was it? I had a good time. I stayed with my sisters, you know, we went to like the dance clubs and got our hair braided and everything.
You went club hopping?
Yeah, when I was 14.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. But you can, I don't know if you have my problem. As you can see, I look anemic here. I'm really pale. I can't go out in the sun. When I go to fun places like that, I have to wear like a giant hat and stay under an umbrella. And kids taunt me and throw sand at me and
stuff. I'm pretty pale too. I mean,
so you put on like, I put on like number 50 sunblock and I wear beekeeper's outfit and walk around.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't tried that one yet.
No. Well, you should try it. Check it out. Now, tell me something. Bewitched. I knew the show as Bewitched because that's the show that was on in the 60s, and I'm an old man. But you, I guess, probably never even saw the show Bewitched, or have you seen tapes?
Well, actually, it's funny. I think Bewitched used to be on ABC, and I used to be on Nickelodeon, and we kind of switched because now Bewitched is on Nick at Night, and I'm on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, no, I've never seen it, but The Inquirer seems to think that I watch episodes every day and study it and have a shrine to Elizabeth Montgomery. And I've seen the show maybe once.
That's the weirdest tabloid story I've ever heard. That someone has a shrine to Elizabeth Montgomery
my
from
mom,
Bewitched.
My mom was so excited. She's like, you know, you're famous now. You're in The Inquirer. But
So now this is a cool night to be here because the Smashing Pumpkins are here. Are you a fan?
Oh, I am a huge fan.
You're a huge fan?
I'm starstruck.
You're starstruck.
I have to admit,
did you see any of them backstage or anything?
I saw Billy Corgan. Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, so what? Did you get to talk to him at all or anything?
Yeah, I talked to him for a little while.
Yeah?
So he seems pretty cool.
Yeah. Are you developing a crush on him or anything? Or no, this is all platonic?
My boyfriend's watching.
Oh, really? We'll go to a commercial right now and you and I will talk. You went to, you're so young, but you weren't in high school all that long ago, were you?
No.
In elementary school.
20 now, so, oh, yeah, elementary school.
Was it, well, I mean, but did you have a happy experience there?
Elementary school wasn't so bad. Because I was on TV, I did some commercials, and kids, you know, they always watch TV, and they think you're, you know, they're like, wow, you know, you were on TV. And so I was pretty popular in elementary school, but then junior high just turned it right around.
What happened?
I guess when you go to junior high, you have to get the whole new wardrobe, part your hair on the right side, curl it, perm it, whatever. And I just, you know, had the same boring wardrobe and wore my hair part down the middle long, you know. And I was a total dork. I was just total.
You were a dork, really?
Yeah.
You say it with pride now, but at the time it's not so fun, is it?
It was awful. You know, I was like shoved in lockers and basically abused for what I wore because I had the tackiest wardrobe.
Those things still were happening to me in college. I was shoved in a locker a week ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kind of
Andy wouldn't let me out, but anyway. So now, is it fun to like go back and see those people that were pushing you around and making fun of you and you've got a primetime television show?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, everyone wants to be your friend when you're on TV, so it's kind of strange, but yeah, you think?
I haven't found that to be true, no. Oh, well, I know what you're talking about, yeah. Everyone wants to be your friend. Well, anyway, but they're nice to you now.
I actually went back to my old town and, you know, I asked a few people to come over and it turned out to be like 50, 60 people and I kind of got a chance to, it was like 5 years of therapy that night. I kind of told everyone like what they did to me, like you made fun of this outfit I wore once and that, like, you know, I never wore that outfit.
Oh, really?
You know, stuff like that.
What a weird evening for them.
It was strange.
You pushed me in a locker and now you will dance for my amusement. Dance! You will rebuild my garage. That's great. What a great thing to do.
Oh, it was fun, yeah.
I can't get away with that. I've been on TV for a couple of years now, and still I go, well, I'm on TV, and they're like, eh, shut up. Sit down. All right, well, I want to mention everybody, Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, in case they don't know, Fridays at 9 p.m., doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on ABC. And on Friday, February 28th, you're the host of the Walt Disney World's 25th anniversary party at 9 p.m. on ABC. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be great.
Are you getting a lot of free Disney stuff?
Well, actually, they flew us to Disney World to shoot it, so we spent 2 days in Disney World, but we had to wait till the park closed. So at 2 a.m., we're running around the park. They had the castle still lit up.
They opened it all up for you?
Well, they had,
late at night?
Were rehearsing parades and cleaning and stuff. So.
That's like what Michael Jackson gets. He gets to go to Disney World, and they shut it down, and he just gets to run around by himself.
Does he have Disney World in his backyard?
I don't, he's rebuilt one. Yeah, it's no big deal for him. He's got, like, a roller coaster ride in his basement,
exactly.
So it's not, like, really cool. But still, that's great that you can run around there and really shut the place down.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, because Disney's one of my favorite places. The happiest place.
They made you say that, didn't they?
No, I swear.
They put a chip in her brain, everybody. I can see it right here. Disney is the best place in the world. Best place in the world. I love Disney. Disney. All right, we're going to have to run. We got a lot of shows still to do. Melissa Joan Hart, thank you very much for being here. We're taking a break. When we come back, it's Bouncing Pumpkins are going to be here.